Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. To Edwards, this is the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, Ann McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning, Ann McNeil. This is Patricia Edwards. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, and thank you for being our host this morning for our Blog Talk Radio show. We are live on the line.
Well, it's wonderful to be here with the International Masterminders, and a happy and healthy good Saturday morning to all our followers on blogtalkradio.com, Masterminders, and welcome, welcome, welcome. This Blog Talk Radio show is brought to you each Saturday morning by International Masterminders, an organization founded and nurtured by Ann McNeil, who is known as the Master Builder, Building Masterminds. She's also known as the person who reminds everyone that you must have a dream to have a dream come true. As Ann told you, my name is Pat Edwards, and I've been a masterminder for the past 3 years, and I'm a member of the International Masterminders Association, where Anne is the president, and a member of the Women of Balance group in the Masterminders Association. And I will be your guest host for today's show. During the past several months, the Blog Talk Radio show hosted by the International Masterminders have been working through Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. But before we continue, I want to remind you that to call in, you may dial 661-554-9219 or sign in to blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or you can tweet your friends or people who you think will be interested, or you can go on Facebook and learn all about the show and have other people call in to listen. Because the information that is going to be presented here today will be useful, powerful information for all of us, regardless of our affiliations. The Masterminders previously have been working on various chapters of the Napoleon Hill book. And I want to back up a little bit by just reviewing for those people who might be new to the whole concept of masterminders, new followers, how this term and this concept first evolved. Way back in 1937, and you heard right, 74 years ago, a man named Napoleon Hill wrote a book titled Think and Grow Rich. And what he did was to set out to interview over 500 of the most affluent and successful men and women of his time, including men like Dale Carnegie, Henry Ford, Charles Schwab, and Thomas Edison, and many, many, many others. Because he wanted to find out the secret to great wealth, and he found that there were certain commonalities which occurred. He said, if we can learn to think like the rich, we can discover wealth and we can discover success. And he developed a 13-step formula to help people identify their goals and to mark the secret of true success and lasting obsess and to obtain whatever you want in life. So if you want to join the ranks of super successful people, Napoleon Hill states that when you are active in your life, each and every day, we become engaged in our lives. At this point, I'd like to stop and just remind you again that this show is being brought to you by the International Masterminders, IMA, headed by Anne McNeil, and you can get in touch with the Masterminders through www.internationalmasterminders.com. Why then would anyone want to be a masterminder? But can you think of any reason why they wouldn't after hearing what Napoleon Hill had to say? The group that I'm in is called the Women of Balance, as I told you earlier. And during the month of March, we will be presenting information on health. And this came about because during the annual International Masterminders meeting, which is held each January in Florida, our president, Anne McNeil, declared that the focus for 2012 would be on health. Therefore, our group, made up of Cheryl Duncan, who is our group leader, Isabella Rivers, and Alice Finch, people who were founding members with Anne McNeil of the Masterminders group, decided that we would, as our group goal, take on the challenge of contributing to this initiative of health information by writing in the newsletter published by the International Masterminders Association and to use this media to explore the topic of health more fully. So throughout the year, we will be sharing articles on matters such as insurance, which is the first one that we did for the current newsletter. If you're a masterminder, international masterminder member, you would have seen that article and all the wonderful health quotes that were in that article. And you will have read Anne's contribution to the importance of health as a part of wealth. And so that is how it all ties in. There is no way that having lots of money can supersede having lots of good health. So the link between what we do as masterminders, defining what we want in terms of our financial needs, are directly connected to being healthy, healthy human beings. So we will talk about the need to have insurance, because without health insurance, care is not available to you very easily. And I'll give you a brief story right now of someone that I know very well who has a healthcare issue that came upon her rather suddenly. And this lady was just like all of us, many of us probably listening to the show right now, having a little twinge here, a little twinge there, not paying it very much mind. And then she had some abdominal swelling, right? And it got worse, and then she had to go into the hospital. When she went to the hospital, she had no insurance. She was a working person. But her employer, which was a small firm and which is not required under any current law to have health insurance for its employees, canceled their insurance policy because the employer could no longer afford the premium. Let me see. I think somebody here has a call. One moment. Hello. Hello, do you have a question, caller? Hello? Okay. All right, the caller doesn't seem to have a question at this time. So this person now did not decide. She gambled. She decided that since she was going to be 65 this year and would end up with Medicare that would pay for her health care, she was not going to either take COBRA, which is the insurance program put in by the government many years ago to bridge coverage between jobs. So she decided to take that gamble and not buy health insurance through the COBRA program because it's very, very expensive, or to find other means of getting insurance. Well, she lost her gamble because this year she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, stage 3, and has no health insurance. It depends very much on where you live in Florida. We have two major counties here in the South Florida called Dade County and Broward County. And in Dade County, there is greater access, and she unfortunately lives in Broward County, where there is less access for free services. So here is this person with ovarian cancer, stage 3, needing chemotherapy, and has no health care insurance. So now she has to find all kinds of ways to get that. She has no car, so her transportation would be difficult. She doesn't own a 401k, which is she has nothing to draw upon. So insurance is a very important part of the healthcare triad or the dynamic, because most people in this country now, I think it's the number 3 cause of bankruptcy in the United States, is the fact that people lack healthcare. In Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, he speaks of the matter of healthcare in the chapter which talks about the concept of autosuggestion, as he outlines very, very fully the kind of powerful thinking and the whole idea of putting forward thoughts that help to make and create an environment where his child, who was born deaf, was not only eventually able to hear, but went on to create the machine that helped other people who were deaf to be able to hear. At this time, we want to remind you again that this show is being brought to you by the International Masterminders Organization, and you can reach us at 661-554-9219, or you may tweet us on Twitter. And in order to find out more about the International Masterminders Association, kindly visit www.internationalmasterminders.com. There you will learn about the organization. You will learn where we meet, and you will learn that this is an outstanding organization to help to change the way you operate in your life on a day-to-day basis.
Hello, Pat.
Yes, certainly. Hello, Anne.
Hi, it's Anne. Yes, thank you. I just wanted to just also interject and share with our listening audience that we mastermind in 10 different areas of our lives. And I just wanted to just share those for one moment, if I may.
You certainly may, and I have them to talk about, too, but it won't hurt to hear it twice. It won't
hurt.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, we mastermind in 10 different areas of our lives, spiritually, family, financial, health, education, personal development, business or careers, recreationally, civic involvement, and creativity. And we also set our goals as masterminders for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and some of us have plans for what will we do when we're 92. And I just wanted to just share that because as our listening audience think about the health issue as relates to masterminding your life, we think out, you know, to what you're going to be doing at you know, 30 or 40 years from now. And a lot of times we don't realize the investment that we make in our health now, such as vitamins, nutrition, a healthy diet, exercise, the way we think, all of those things have an impact on our health years from now. So it's just like a return on your investment of your health. So I just wanted to just share that. Thank you, Pat.
No problem, Anne. That's wonderful. And to continue on that trend about health as being one of the areas that we work on and that we're going to write about, we're not only going to talk about insurance, but we're going to, over the year, we're going to talk about nutrition, prostate cancer, those numbers that we have to face every year or every 3 months, depending on our health condition, those cholesterol numbers, those kidney numbers, those thyroid numbers, all of these are significant. We're going to talk about the jargon that you need to understand. There are at least three that you need to understand about health insurance, because they affect how you buy insurance and tell you how you're going to have to budget to pay for some of your health care needs. And we're certainly going to talk about breast cancer. So, and we're going to talk about advanced directives, which is going to be the main health core concept of today's radio blog talk show. I want to also continue on the vein that Anne was trending on about Napoleon Hill's work and masterminding and your health. And one of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about, and when we're speaking about the Napoleon Hill concepts and the book, keep in mind health, because it's all so very related. Because one of the things he says, that if you follow the principles in the book, right, and you have a burning desire that you determine, and you establish how much money you want to make, and by what date, and you put a plan in place which you work on every day, you will get results. And think about most of us, how it may not be at this time just money, but if we have a burning desire to be healthy, and what does that mean for many of us? It may mean making sure that our blood sugar levels are within normal range. It may mean that our weight is within normal range for us. It may mean that we really exercise, because all of these, it may mean that we eat foods that are less toxic to our bodies. And if we want to make that happen, even for something like that, it's not only about money. We have to put a date on when we want to achieve those healthy changes in our life and put a plan in place. And you have to work that plan every day in order to get results. And in rereading some of this book, it is so important that, you know, you get a copy of the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich. Because even though you might scoff at the idea that this book was written in 1937 and you think that the ideas must be terribly old-fashioned, it isn't so at all. It is amazing, no matter what version you get, and there have been several editions of this book with hundreds and hundreds of millions of this book sold over the years and remains on the bestseller list. The book is written in a timeless fashion, and it has been updated. Even Anne McNeil has a whole section in one of the more modern versions, and I can tell you that she is not yet 75, although she has a plan for her life at 92, and probably by now a plan for her life at 105, because, you know, if you notice, 70-year-olds are very young people. So, but this book is timeless in its language. And even parts of the book where they would talk about a brief, when you're reading it, you clearly understand that he's talking about today, what we call the modern-day resume. So whatever version you get of Napoleon Hill's book. It's going to be an enlightening book. And as he says, you have to read the book every day. You have to read chapters of the book because it does help to keep you focused. And I will tell you a personal story. In the last, when I read it in January, started to reread it in January, I was like on fire. I got all discombobulated somewhere in February and just felt that I was spinning out of control. And last night, reading the book again, I realized that, not realized, I know, but I didn't do it, as we often don't do things we're supposed to, that you have to stay true to the plan. You have to make a plan every day. You have to follow the plan, because if you do it half-heartedly, you will not get the results. If you do the plan fully, completely, honestly, truly, you will get results, and you will see changes in your life. And you have to focus like a laser on what you want to achieve, and you have to live and breathe so that your masterminding is based upon the principles of the Think and Grow Rich, as recorded by Napoleon Hill more than 75 years ago. And even if those people who are international masterminders have not been reading their book as diligently, maybe as we all should, there's a call out for us to return to that. And for those who on the call who may be new listeners, pick up a copy. They're very inexpensive. You can get them on half.com. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on your in your local bookstore. And then visit IMA at our website at www.internationalmasterminders.com and be prepared to see your life change and to turn around. I'll tell you another personal story. I am an author, a part-time author, and I wrote a book some 6 years ago, and I had very small sales of this book. I was not a masterminder then. I had met Anne McNeil, and she had introduced me to some of the concepts of the masterminding, but I didn't quite get all of it, and she introduced me to the whole idea of setting dates and making a plan and having methods of having passive income. But I really didn't have a handle on all of this. I was not a member of this organization, and I had not read the Think and Grow Rich book. However, by the time I wrote my third book, this book took off. It wasn't luck, and it wasn't anything magical. It was putting the principles into place, working them every day, as Napoleon Hill said, having a plan and having the support of the mastermind group, because the fundamental experience of the Think and Grow Rich masterminding, which is universal, it happens all over the world. Hundreds and thousands of people all over the world are masterminders. But you can't mastermind individually. The concept of masterminding has to do with people with like thoughts working in harmony to support each other's burning desires and to hold each other accountable for attaining what they have identified as their burning desire, and to do this in a harmonious way and a respectful way and a supportive way, but all knowing that each person in the group is tuned to the individual success based upon their burning desire and are committed to the success of the members of the group. So this is why we are all are called masterminders. And there is an S, because you can't mastermind individually. Not Dale Carnegie, not Edison, not Charles Schwab, not Henry Ford. It all had to do with dealing with people who had the same kind of thinking. And this is how they were in mastermind groups, maybe not as formally as some people do today, but it was the same concept, surrounding themselves with like minds who had the same kinds of energy and the desire and the willingness to work at this on a daily basis to reach where they needed to go. So how does one become a masterminder? Well, first, I would say visit the International Masterminder site, read the book, join IMA, and then form a group of like-minded individuals and follow the principles in Think and Grow Rich every day. International Masterminders has 2 meetings a year, which are open to the public, so please visit the website to learn more. And certainly, you can call in today at 661-554-9219 or listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. With technology, our masterminders today do not need to meet physically, because I'm sure some people are saying out there, another group, another thing to go to. Well, this is your life, as the old TV show used to say. But technology has made it so much easier to relate to people, to be in the kind of group I described to you earlier, because you never really need to meet physically. Just as we are doing this over the air, first time you'd have to get up on a Saturday morning to go to a seminar. That's not necessary. You can be in the comfort of your home, in your pajamas, on your boat, anywhere you want to be listening to this show. You can do your group meeting by a conference call. You can do it by Skype. You can do it by webinars, okay? And all you have to have, really, is a burning desire to be successful in attaining what you have decided is the goal you want to achieve in life, and to be there for the other people and to hold them accountable, and to also hold yourself in accountable as you work with a spirit of harmony and respect. As Anne said to you, there are ten areas that we work in. And these areas are family, health, financial, spiritual, creative, business. And these are the areas that you have to have, you know, a full life. You know, we talk about holistic. Life is not just financial. Life is just not spiritual. Life is just not family. Life is just not health. Life is just not business. Life is just not civic. Life is just not creativity. Life is just not recreational. Life is not just all about you, which is personal. Life is just not educational. Life is all of these concepts that we are working on as masterminders. Napoleon Hill asks all his readers to take practical steps that will, as he say, transmute desires and riches. And I hope that this overview was helpful to our new listeners and piqued your interest to want to become or to listen or to visit the masterminders when we do meet mid-year in August. And you can learn more about where that will be by going to the website at www.internationalmasterminders.com, or you can just buy the book and start to read, you know. But being a part of masterminders can change your life and put you in control of your life in a way you can't imagine, because as I told you, the difference between being a masterminder and how my book sales went when I wasn't a masterminder to how they went when I was a masterminder was the difference between selling 300 books and selling 20,000 books. And once you're in control and you follow the plan, but like everything else, you have to work at it. And as Napoleon Hill says, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. And I keep that on my wall every morning when life gets in the way of doing what one wants to do. Because as Napoleon Hill always also says, it's just as easy to think rich as it is to think poor. So why think poor, you know? And so that is the power of order, suggestion.
Hi, Pat.
Yes?
Yes, I think that Dr. Betty Knighton is on the line, and she'd like to make a comment. She has her hand up.
Okay, let's see.
And Stacy, I think, is going to... Yes, Stacy, are you there, Stacy?
Hello, Dr. Knighton.
Morning, Pat.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. What would you like to share with us?
Oh, yes, I do. I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. First of all, I just want to say that we're very pleased to have Women of Balance hosting this morning, especially talking about health. And I'd like to remind all of the masterminds that we're going to have articles all throughout this year on health. We will still cover the 10 areas, but we will focus on health. And for those who have not looked at their February newsletter, they need to go and look at it because you have an article in there that says, can we do without health insurance? And for those listeners who are not masterminds, I'd just like to make one comment about something you said in the article. When you said having health insurance is a priority, and of course we all know that, but affording health care is sometimes seems to be unaffordable. But you make a good point in the article when you say that how and what we choose to spend money on can make the difference between affording health care or not. And you pointed out some of the things that we do spend money on, electronic devices, hair care, shoes, purses, people, dining out, expensive cars, tattoos, dollar store visits, and it can go on and on. Yet we remain without health insurance unless covered by an employer health plan. And I think the point is that sometimes you think you can afford something, and you really can. It's a matter of setting priorities. And you do make the point here that being healthy is better than being rich. And then you point out Steve Jobs. So I hope everybody will go back and read the February issue of the newsletter and be on the lookout for the coming articles, because the next article is going to be the insurance jargon. And I think that's so important because a lot of times we have health care plan or some other insurance plan, and there's so much of the professional language in there that relates to that industry that it goes over our heads sometimes. So the next issue, the March issue of the newsletter, is going to take some of that jargon and let us know what some of it means. And so that's going to be very, very helpful to us. So I want to thank you for this discussion. It's very good. It's very important. And I'm just so glad you're doing this. And we look forward to the rest of the articles from Women of Balance on healthcare. Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, thank you, Betty. And Becky moves us beautifully into the next 25 minutes of our show, where we are going to focus on advance directives. And the importance of an advance directive and what it is going to be discussed. And we're going to be talking about the need to prepare for catastrophic health incidents or death. We are born, we live, and then we die. As masterminders, we plan in those 10 areas of our life. So when health is compromised, we will have a plan. Do you have a plan? Anne has a plan to live to 92. Some people probably have a plan to live to 105, but you never know when illness is going to strike. It can strike at 20. It can strike at 50. It doesn't matter the age. What is important is that as masterminders, and for the people in our lives that we know and care about, we have to have this discussion, especially those people who have elder parents who have not prepared. We have to have this discussion about what they want and how they want it and who they want to make decisions. In Dade County, we have a high accident rate. that we are constantly seeing people being airlifted, and when those people are airlifted, oftentimes they are not able to make any decisions about their health. And what happens? Family members who think they understand or know what this person wants have opinions. Mom might feel this way, dad might feel the other way, wife might feel another way, and this person is left suffering, and their life is being maintained in a way that maybe they would not want it to be maintained. So it is important that while we are all in good health and while we are all younger, to, one, be prepared for the eventuality when you are not in control of the decisions that will be made about your health. And therefore, this is the discussion that will now follow. Many of the people on this call are investors with Better Investing, a company that puts out a monthly newspaper, monthly magazine, and they featured topics calling Taking Care of Business to the End. And one of the first things that we need to have is we need to have our regular will. And it says, if you don't have a will, the state will decide who will inherit your estate. And I know, especially among young people who are just starting out, maybe they just own their car or something like that, and they, I don't have anything to leave for anybody. I don't. Well, you everybody has some kind of asset. So make sure that you make a will. And you need to understand that in the state of Florida, you have specific ways in which that will has to be composed if you go online and download the online wills that are available there. Also, make sure that you go and read on the Internet the specific requirements that Florida law puts in place for what they call a holographic will to be considered valid in case of death. So you have to look and see what they call the testator, that is you, how many signatures you need to make that will valid. Okay, so it's not just a question of writing down a will on paper, putting it in a drawer, and maybe telling somebody where it is or maybe not. Okay, so I would like to invite all the listeners on the call this morning to go and purchase a notebook if you don't have one, or some kind of a folder. And notice I'm not saying your computer, not to put it in. I'm not talking about something you're going to put in your iPad, and all the wonderful technology. Because a living will cannot be, you know, when you are in a situation where you need to have either a regular will or a living will, nobody's going to be putting on your iPod or your Android or whatever device you have to figure out where you have stored this or to even have access to it. This is a paper product, and you have to have it stored where you know where it is if you're having a regular will, and where your attorney, if you has a copy, or a family member that you have designated knows where your regular will is. But today we are going to be really focusing on living wills, because we are talking about a set of products called advance directives. Advance directives comprise of the following items: living wills, powers of attorneys, okay? And inside of that, there are two types of powers of attorney: your dual financial power of attorney and your health care power of attorney. And it also includes what is called a HIPAA waiver. Like health insurance, sometimes we think we don't have the money to go to a lawyer, but maybe this is one time that, in terms of your power of attorney and your health care and financial surrogate, you need to make a way to do that. But first step is really writing a living will. So when somebody goes, when you go to the hospital and they say to you, do you have an advance directive, what they're asking you is, do you have these documents? So I repeat, living wills, powers of attorney, the durable power of attorney, your health care power of attorney, and your advanced medical directive, and your HIPAA waiver, and that's H-I-P-P-A waiver. And we're going to go over what these mean to you and why you need them. Some of you may remember that Lady Chavo's case where her husband had one idea on what she wanted. Her parents had another idea on what she wanted. In my most recent experience, I saw this with my friends and their mother. She was 96. She went into the hospital, and one daughter wanted to prolong everything that was going on. She was a nurse, so she was able to convince the daughter, other daughter who had no medical knowledge, and up to hours before this lady was dying, they were giving her platelets when she was actively dying at least 5 days before, but they kept asking the doctors to do more and more. And one of the questions the doctor asked the family was, put your mother back 20 years. If she walked into this room, would she want to be the person that is lying in the bed now? And their answer was no, but yet that didn't stop them. And a lot of that is driven by people wanting to make sure that when a life passes, that they have left no stone unturned, and that they can feel within themselves that they have done everything. So that's mostly for them. But that person who's lying in the bed is suffering, and, you know, you are prolonging the suffering, and it's not easy to let go. And if you've ever had to have to make a decision to take a ventilator off of a person who you love, okay, and even those who you may not even know very well, they may be just your patients, it is not an easy thing to know that when you remove a piece of equipment, that person's life will, within minutes, come to an end. So if you can give the gift of life, really, to your children, your family, and the people who are around you, by preparing as we are as masterminders, way in advance of any potential situation like this, it will be one of the greatest gifts that you ever leave to your children, greater than any money that you could allow them to amass. Because whatever decisions are made will be decisions that you made and that you are in control of, like they say in Think and Grow Rich. You planned it, you worked it, you wrote it, and nobody has to ask what you thought. So a living will is a legal document that is used to notify your physicians and your family members of your wishes regarding your medical care in case of a terminal illness or injury, if you were in a situation in which you couldn't make your wishes known. This document allows you to state in advance your wishes and to withhold or withdraw treatment if you're a candidate for life support and are considered terminal. Oftentimes in those situations, the doctor will come to the family member who is designated to be in charge and say, do you want to sign the DNR order? The DNR means do not resuscitate, which means if the patient has any kind of failure of the heart or of the respiratory system and ceases to breathe, they will not resuscitate you. That's a very hard thing to say. But if you let it be known in your living will be on the chart. It will be in your doctor's office, and your healthcare surrogate will have a copy. That's why I say this is not computer stored information. This has to be hard copy information. And you can write out a living will. You don't need an attorney to write out a living will for you. You can download the forms. You just put in living will in Google, and they will come up, and just make sure you sign it and get it witnessed. Okay? The provisions of a will are often incorporated into your healthcare power of attorney or your advanced medical directive, but a living will may also be a separate document, and I like it to be a separate document. The document will serve both as a legal document and as a supplement to discussions you have with family members to reassure them of your wishes when you're faced with difficult decisions. A living will become effective when you can no longer make your own decision, okay? And you, as I said, you should give a copy to your attorney if you have one or to your family members, okay, and the living will tells whether you want to be put on life support, whether you want to be tube-fed, whether you want IVs, whatever. You let them know what you want versus what you don't want, because many people want everything to be done, and you need to put that as well, because there will be those who might say, pull the plug, and it may be, no, mommy didn't want the plug pulled. She wants us to do everything. See, she wrote it here. The next part of the is a power of attorneys, okay? Many people think that having all three documents, your will and your living will and your trust, means that they have taken care of their estate planning. But we recommend that you have a dual powers of attorney, and it is very important, one, to handle your financial situation and to make decisions about your finance, okay, and the other is to make decisions about your health. And only you, based upon who you know your children are, if you have children or which friends, only you can tell whether one person can be both for you or whether you need two separate people. So you try to choose the person who you think would be best, who would best execute your financial power of attorney. And remember, once you sign this, you still retain the right to modify or revoke this power at any time, okay? And there's what they call a standing durable power of attorney, which becomes effective as soon as you sign the document, and a springing durable attorney becomes effective under conditions specified in your document, such as, you know, if you are not able to speak and your bills can't get paid, or your mental capacity has been severely diminished. So that would be your financial power of attorney. Your healthcare power of attorney enables you to provide guidelines and instructions about the extent of medical care and intervention you want under various circumstances. Okay? A durable power of attorney of healthcare can authorize access to medical records, okay? And this is why you need what is called a HIPAA waiver, because the person you assign to your healthcare power of attorney will be the person who the doctors will speak to. Nowadays, if you, most doctors and nurses, if you don't say that they can speak to A, B, or C, they will not speak to them. So it would be important for you to sign what is called a HIPAA waiver and state the names of the individuals, such as family members, with whom you authorize your doctors and nurses to discuss your condition and your care. So these people might be people you want in addition to the people who you have assigned to be your healthcare surrogates, or your for your durable financial power of attorney, or for your health care power of attorney. Do you have any questions about this so far? And is it? I hope the audience is finding that this is clear and they're getting an understanding of this. And do you?
Of course I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question and a statement. I am sitting here writing feverishly. Actually, I'm blogging what you're saying. And I cannot write fast enough because I'm trying to listen and pay attention for my own life and my family and friends and, of course, some things that we need to implement as masterminders in terms of the organization. But I also want to mention that because we only have about 10 minutes left in the show, that maybe there are some other members of the radio listening audience that may have a question or a comment, but you're doing an excellent job, Pat. I just wanted to just share that. And as we spoke yesterday, you know, you found a great way to intertwine what Napoleon Hill's intent was when we look at masterminding our life. And our health is our wealth. And so, you know, I'm really looking forward to next week and you're picking this up. But could you just repeat once again what the directive is, please, the proper name and what it includes?
Well, they're called advanced directives.
Okay, thank you.
And when somebody asks you that in a hospital, because every time you enter a hospital today, that is now a question. Do you have a living will? Do you have advanced directives? And you should really, if you go on an emergency basis, naturally you're not going to have it with you. And unfortunately, in the hospital systems today, primary care physicians oftentimes are not allowed actually to visit us in the capacity as physicians, because the hospitals have what is called hospitalists, which are doctors who work in the hospital but who are not our primary care physicians. So if you go in as an emergency, you might not have it, but your if you have your surrogates designated, your durable power of attorney and or your healthcare surrogate there with you, they can say yes she does or yes she doesn't or yes he does, and they can bring it the next a copy and get it on that chart. So I have to stress this is not a computer thing, because right now in the future, I would say in the next 6 years, you will be able to put all of this on the computer, and there will be a way for you to transfer this into what is called an electronic medical record, because there's not only going to be the hospital medical record, but you as an individual person in this United States will now have access to what is called your individual electronic medical record, that I am sure they will have it so that it can be downloaded to the electronic medical record that we will be in the hospitals. But that's a way away, okay? So right now this is a paper business, and when you're going to your doctor, your PCP, I would love for everybody to put on their action plan under health that by the end of next week or no later than the next 2 weeks that you have written out, if nothing else, a living will, and that you have given a copy to someone in your family, and that you have, and that you either mail in or take in to your physician your living will the next time that you have an appointment. This is very important, okay? Then, after you do that, then make an appointment with either an attorney or go and download the forms on the internet and decide who will be your durable power of attorney for your finances, or who will be your durable power of attorney for your health, okay? And if you want it to be the same person, as I said, that's fine. If you think one person is better at handling whatever money you have, or if that's, it has to be an issue, or make sure you have two people on bank accounts so that, you know, if money needed to be withdrawn, you're not the only person who can do it. Or in some cases, what they do is that they, instead of having a healthcare power of attorney and living will, they say that some lawyers prefer to draft an advanced medical directive which combines the two into a single document. And that's what I did, actually. And in this case, you have the advanced medical directive and the financial power of attorney all together in one document versus having three separate documents. Remember also that the HIPAA waiver, HIPAA waiver, which is the Health Insurance Portability and Accountable Act, requires doctors and other medical persons to abide by strict privacy rules. And therefore, in order for them to speak to your sister, if you want her to know, versus just your husband, then you have to sign a HIPAA waiver, okay, and let the physicians know who else they may share your medical information with. This has been a real pleasure and an honor to be invited by International Masterminders President Anne McNeil for the Women of Balance to host this March series on healthcare. And as today we talked about healthcare as far as planning for the taking care of business to the end. And we will continue this discussion where we will speak about very specific questions that you need to ask yourself and to make sure these things are in place on our next Blog Talk Radio show, which will be March 10th. Is that correct? March 10th at 8 o'clock on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And you can always call in with the show. show is on the air at 661-554-2919, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions. I see a hand. Anne, is that you at 786-546-0184?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know, we'll be always here to answer your questions. We invite you to visit the website of www.internationalmasterminders.com, IMA, to read your newsletter. If you're a member, from cover to cover, they're filled with wonderful information every month. And to, if you're new to the program, to really go to the Masterminders website and visit, and to visit the mid-year meeting, which usually takes place somewhere in July or August, and listen to the stories and the transformations that have occurred through the whole concept of the Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, and the whole concept of identifying what it is that is a burning desire. For us at International Masterminders, Saturday morning and for the rest of the year, health is one of our burning desires, because we know that health and wealth are very important and are inextricably intertwined. But the greatest riches that you can ever achieve is good health. Until next Saturday morning, this is Patricia Edwards from the Women of Balance saying, have a great and healthy weekend. Thank you for listening.